Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. I am Rayan Walters, and this is Uncover Politics. You can now join the program on any platform of your choice at Uncover Politics on anchor.fm/Rayan-Walters. Uncover Politics on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Pocket Cast, Overcast, at Twitter at Rayan Walters, and on Facebook at Rayan Walters. Wherever in the world you are tuning from, I am delighted to have your company. Please also remember to like, subscribe, and share your feedbacks. This podcast is committed to providing you with a new experience, better understanding, and a microscopic view of politics in every sense imaginable. We are going to be discussing the political upheavals, tensions, success, and their failures, and their everyday impacts on our lives from Europe, North, Central and South America, Asia, Africa, and the Caribbean in just 10 minutes or less. Now, listeners, in our previous episode, we were speaking about the jaw-dropping bombshell interviewed with Meghan and Harry, hosted by world-renowned talk show host Oprah Winfrey. And I alluded to two points that for me were the highlights of their interview was racism. And that is something that cannot be underlooked or should not be overstated. The reality is that the British monarchy was established on the backs of racism. Let us just flatly state that as is. Yeah? For students of history, or those who appreciate it, the wealth amassed by the British monarchy came from slavery, the transatlantic slave trade, the taking up of Africans from the West Coast, coming across the Atlantic, and then colonizing Caribbean islands in the West Indies. Eh? So racism is not immune to the British monarchy, but it is always an external issue because they always seem to sing the same tune, because it benefits them. But when the matter of racism is being touted from within the high ranks of the British monarchy, the royal family to be precise, then what happened? The chicken has come home to roost? Is it something that they are alarmed of? Is it something that shocked them? Is it something that they are frightened and worried because a member of their family is suffering racist attacks from members of the family, when for centuries they have done more horrible things and perhaps are still doing horrible things to a large extent to people of a darker skin tone than they are? When you heard the utterance from Meghan that members of the royal family made utterances of what the skin color of baby Archie might be, are you telling me that with the height of reparation and the discussion of the continuation of the British Commonwealth, such an utterance was made when most of the colonies or most of the states that makes up the Commonwealth are black countries? And how will the Commonwealth respond to a statement of this nature? How will the Commonwealth, because the reality is the Commonwealth has a role to play in how the royal family views racism and what will be the so-called sanitization of what Meghan and Harry said they have suffered by the Queen. This is appalling. It is an utter disgrace that it can and has become to this. Well, what makes the British monarchy different from so many other monarchies in Europe and perhaps around the world? It is the most popular monarchy, no doubt. Netherlands has their kingdoms. Spain has their kingdoms. Denmark. But what makes the British monarchy separate and apart from the other monarchies? That such shocking development has drew the eyes and ears of a global audience. And who knows when this will come to an end. We cannot downplay, listeners, the effect of mental depression. When you hear or heard rather the utterances by Piers Morgan and Good Morning Britain and what became of somehow a lamblast between himself and his co-host, Heard, and then he actually, Alex, on the program, and Piers got up and walked off. You know, how he trashed Meghan. I think it was wrong. He's free. He's entitled to his opinion. But how you coin those opinions are very, very, very impactful if they are in a negative light on someone's character who are suffering. That is almost character assassination. I do not believe that perhaps because of their past affair, and it is clear to me that Piers have not moved on, and based on interviews that he gave, Meghan walked out on him. He was unhappy and he sought to use this platform at such a sensitive time in Meghan's life to character assassinate her. I do not think that was nice. And I think it was insensitive to almost trash everything that she said as fictitious. And I think one has to learn to separate themselves personally from how you actually do your business in the light that you are the media, and that things are suitable to be said while having a drink in your porch, on your porch, or in the comfort of some clubs. But when you are being aired to a global audience, we must be very careful of the things that we say, because the replication and the implications that, and the ripple effect rather than the implications that it has on a global audience, can be life lasting and damaging. And there are millions of people who have been suffering and have suffered and have succumbed to a state of mental depression that we should not, because of any personal grudges or any missed opportunity, downplay. And I am in no position to condemn Piers Morgan, but I think he has a lot of soul searching to do, and he has some amount of explanation. Wherever he goes, it will follow him. Those are my thoughts. Thank you.